We're here at the conclusion of the American Coalition for Ethanol's 27th annual meeting. With me is Brian Jennings, Executive Vice President. And Brian, how would you say the conference went this year?
I think we had another great conference. You know, we had over 200 people. I don't know the exact number, but a good, strong crowd. I think we covered a lot of important topics. You know, a lot of work goes into it, and we try to feature our members as much as we can and the things they're doing, whether it's a technology development that they're implementing at their plant or they're working on exporting ethanol or distiller's grain, trying to give our members sort of the spotlight, and I think we did that once again.
Well, and this is a great venue here in Minneapolis.
Yeah, we had a lot of comments that they enjoyed coming to this hotel and to Minneapolis, and why don't you guys come back sooner rather than later? The last time we were here was 7 years ago, and so we'll try to make sure that it's not so much of a drought in between.
Well, how would you say the mood of the industry is?
I'd say the mood of the industry is very positive. I mean, everyone is aware of the troubles and challenges we have in Washington and the delay regarding the renewable fuel standard and the uncertainty. But the economics are very strong. The structure of the corn market is very stable for these guys. There's demand for ethanol based on octane and based on economics. And so plants are doing well. And despite some of the political uncertainties, people were upbeat.
And you had some great ethanol plant innovators here. I just did the story on that. And really, you've got some real leaders who are looking at ways to just increase the efficiency of these plants.
That was maybe my favorite panel. You had four ethanol producers all doing different things. One looking at renewable diesel, another looking at biodiesel, a third. I'm really proud that Quad County is going to be the first ethanol plant in the world to make cellulosic ethanol from corn kernel fiber. And then our president with Dakota Ethanol talking about what he's trying to do with a low carbon fuel standard. And it shows everyone that these producers are not relying on the past. They're looking to the future. They want to get better. Like you said, they want to reduce their expenses, increase their efficiency, and position themselves to be competitive for the long run. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, still, I mean, the biggest stumbling block remains the oil industry. And you talked a little bit about that in your remarks and how we're going to get over that.
Yeah, it remains, as you said, the big stumbling block. We had two retailers this morning, as you know, that helped talk to our members about what they've done in their communities to sell higher blends. And until EPA gets this RFS done right, you know, Cindy, a lot of the work ACE is going to do is going to be picking out retailers like Kent Satrain, like Bruce Fallon, and trying to help them overcome any concerns they might have about selling higher blends and just trying to do that work so we can break through these barriers. But it remains a big problem, the oil company opposition.
And you mentioned the RFS. I know that's just a wait and see as far as getting this final rule. But at this point, is there any other... You know, we've only got, you mentioned, just a couple of days basically left as far as Congress is concerned. Nothing to worry about there?
I don't want to be overconfident, but I'm pretty darn confident that we're not going to see any legislative shenanigans in Congress. What I'm concerned about is the election, and I'm not, you know, Republican, Democrat, Independent, no matter what you are, that's great. What I encouraged our members to do is take advantage of the leverage they have, which is their vote, and talk to these candidates and find out their positions on ethanol and hold them accountable. That's one thing we can do to make sure that 2015 isn't one of those years in Congress where someone successfully comes after the renewable fuel standard. So we want all of our members to take advantage of the election coming up and really educate the candidates about the issues.
That's excellent advice. Where is the 2015 conference going to be?
We're heading back to Omaha, Nebraska in 2015. I think it's like the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So we look forward to being there, and we really look forward to having you join us hopefully next year too, Cindy.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian. It was great. It's always great to see the enthusiasm in this industry and meet more people every year that are really supporters of ethanol and really making it move forward. Here at the conclusion of the American Coalition for Ethanol Annual Conference in Minneapolis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.